I struggled up out of the freezing white and almost went back down when my staff tangled in my legs. I took it up in mostly nerveless hands and staggered out of the drift. A sphere of light whipped past the other end of the alley, then reappeared and shot toward me. Toot Toot's face was unusually sober, even grim. He zipped up to me and held a finger to his lips. I nodded at him and mouthed, "I need to know how to get out." Toot's sphere of light bobbed once in acknowledgement and then sped away. I looked up. Other balls of glowing light darted about the skies, flickers that you would barely even notice if you didn't know what to look for. I took a precaution while I waited. As before, I didn't wait long. Toot returned a moment later and beckoned me. He took the lead and I followed him. I was getting colder. The fall into the drift had covered me in a light layer of snow, which had then melted. Wet clothes are exactly the worst thing to be wearing in that kind of weather. I had to keep moving. Hypothermia isn't as dramatic a death as being ripped apart by bullets, but it'll get the job done. When I got to the far end of the alley, I heard another bleating cry from a gruff, drifting on the moaning wind, softened by the falling snow. I glanced back and just barely saw motion as a gruff descended the side of the building the same way I had, though much more swiftly. A second later, there was an agonized, inhuman scream as the gruff got to the bottom and discovered that the snow had hidden the box of nails that I had stolen from the tool room and spread liberally over the ground. The screams went on for several seconds. One of the nails must have pierced the gruff's hoof, and as tired and cold as I was, I still had energy enough to grin. That one wasn't going to be dancing in elf circles anytime soon. I'd lamed two of them and figured it would be enough to make them back off the chase, at least for the moment, but you never can tell. I wasted no time in following Toot through back alleys and away from the chosen emissaries of summer. Around me, the little glowing Christmas balls of light, the Zaw Lord's guard, darted back and forth, a wary ring of sentinels spread in a perimeter that moved as I did. Several blocks away, I found an all-night grocery store and staggered in out of the cold. The clerk glared at me until I hobbled over, clumsily dug change out of my pockets and left it next to the cash register before shuffling to the coffee counter. At that point, the clerk evidently decided that he wouldn't have to get out the shotgun or whatever he had behind the counter and went back to staring out the window. There were a few other shoppers there, and I saw a police car crunch through the snow on the street outside, probably responding to the alarm at the building. Nice and public, probably safe. I was so cold, I could barely fill up the cup. The coffee burned my tongue a little, which was absolutely delicious, even served black. I guzzled the hot drink and felt sensation begin returning to my body. I stood there for a moment with my eyes closed and finished the coffee. Then I crushed the paper cup and tossed it into the trash. Someone had snatched John Marcone, and I had to find him and protect him. I had a feeling that Murphy wasn't going to be thrilled with the circumstances around this one. Hell's bells, I wasn't happy with it. But that really wasn't what was bothering me. What really worried me was that Mab had been involved. What was the deal with having Grimalkin along to do her talking for her? Aside from making her seem even more extremely disturbing than usual, I mean. Oh, sure, Mab may have seemed fairly straightforward, but there was a lot more going on than she was saying. For example, Mab had said that Summer's hitmen were after me because Mab had chosen me to be her emissary. But for that to be true, she had to have done it hours ago, at least a little while before the first crew of gruffs had attacked me at the Carpenter place. And that had happened several hours before the bad guys grabbed Marcone. Someone was running a game, all right. Someone was keeping secrets. I had a bad feeling that if I didn't find out who, why, and how, Mab would toss me into the trash like a used paper cup. Right after she crushed me, of course.